looking at Jesus. Now, I can be an instrument where he flows through, but that's the reason why most churches don't do this, whether they call themselves charismatic. Most people don't start off praying in the Spirit and confessing the Word of God. We pray, we build up our most holy faith, we speak the Word of God. What we spoke, we're in identification with Christ that's in us. And we all love to say these things, but how much of the things of God are operating in our lives? People who have financial problems, you see, all of a sudden, if it goes too long, you start to doubt. Holy Spirit, burn that out of me. Burn that sin of doubt out of me. It doesn't mean swoosh, but he'll start working with you. And before you know it, you can be believing for finances. It just ain't going to happen like that. Unless you got your faith built up and he has burnt that out of you. Amen? So the teaching today is, if I'll identify, it's identification, you see, I'm going to be refreshed. I'm going to feel good. I'm going to feel like I've been in touch with God, the God in me. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you would turn, please, to Romans 14:23. Hallelujah. All of us here battle with works of the flesh. You know that? And I don't want to go over them, but that's why we got so many murders and things going on. That's why we got so many Christians now. There seems to be a push of the devil to get Christians to start doubting about a lot of things. You know why? We're not seeing proof of a lot of things. We're not seeing evidence of a lot of things. And you know why? We're in doubt. That's why we're not seeing it. We're in doubt. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What did I say? Romans 14:23? But he who doubts is condemned if he eats because he does not eat from faith. For whatever is not from faith is sin. So we all can fall into that place. In other words, if I get up in the morning and I'm not trusting in Jesus, I'm trusting in my flesh. If I'm going to go look for a job, I'm leaning not to my own understanding. I'm acknowledging Jesus and he's directed my path. I'm telling you, saints, as a born-again Christian, sons and daughters, kings and priests, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, then we need to be leaning on Jesus as much as possible. Amen? And that's faith. Hallelujah. So God says that which is not of faith is sin. So if I'm going out to do something and I haven't prayed and I haven't built up my most holy faith, and this is what the Bible says, this is what God says to us, building up your most holy faith, have an identification with Christ in me. If I don't do that, then I'll get the consequences. The devil will steal it from me. We got to walk by faith. We got to trust in God. How do we do that? We become doers of the Word of God. So no matter what you're going to do starting tomorrow morning, if you're going for a job, whatever you're going to do, you build up your most holy faith. You identify with those things that are in Christ. The more you identify those things in Christ, you won't have to go to a doctor. God's not against doctors now. Don't get me wrong now. But what we do is we identify with the stuff over the counter at Walgreens or the doctor. That doesn't mean, listen, saints, God wants us to depend on him. He wants to supply all your need. Whatever you need, he wants to supply it. That's the kind of God that saved us. He said, I want you to lean on me. I want you to draw from me. I want you to get your finances from me. I want you to get your job from me. In other words, I can give you grace when you go knocking on a door and so on and so forth. I want to open up your ministry. I want you to draw from me. Well, you see, we've got so many things occupying us today. We don't draw from the Lord. We really don't. We go by our education. We go by, oh, I can handle that. But God says, I want you to knock. I want you to come to me. I want to supply your need. I want to teach you how you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. I want you to teach that you have the mind of Christ. Not this mind is going to run, but there's a mind of Christ called the Word of God, you see, and it comes through building up your faith and identification with those things that are in you in Christ Jesus. That's the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So that which is not of faith is sin. So all of us, me, you, we sin from time to time, don't we? And the devil would like to have you not operating in faith. He'd like to have you operating by your flesh. Oh, you can do this. You don't need, what do you pray? You ain't got to pray for everything. Well, praying is authority. You see? God wants you to take authority. I'm telling you, saints, God says here today, this identification, it'll refresh you. You'll go through every day refreshed. When you get up in the morning, don't get up with a backache and complaining. Get up identifying with Jesus. See, I don't feel good today. No. I'm identifying with the healing power of Jesus in me. I'm not identifying with I don't feel good. I'm not identifying with the backache. I'm not identifying with the headache. I'm not identifying. And it takes confession, saints. It takes you saying things. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. You can speak life or you can speak death. And it's a, while people don't think it's important to God, else it wouldn't be in the Bible. It's direction from God. It's identification from God. It's refreshing from God by the Word of God when you become a doer of it. So this morning when I got out of bed, as most of you do, it's dark out. So you're trying to find the light switch. You're trying to find this. And I have a plastic leg laying against the wall. I got to try to find the right pant leg to put it on there, even though the light's on now. You see, and I can say, geez, I got to do it. Why don't you just grow my leg out, Lord? I don't want to be inconvenienced with all this. I'm doing that saying, thank you, Jesus. Praise you. And my flesh is thinking just the opposite. But I'm thanking you, Jesus. Thank you. I'm not going to become a complainer. I'm not going to become a worrier. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. When you do that, you'll reach over, turn the light off, and knock the water off the table. The devil's in the details. So we've got to learn to identify. You see, not with our pain, not with our body, but with the things that are in Christ Jesus. Some people need to just stop praying, build up your faith, and identify. And then if you get this battle, man, if you got discouragement, Holy Ghost, burn that out of me. I want to walk by faith. I want to walk by faith. I don't want to be in sin half my life, not trusting you and not having faith in you. Amen? Hallelujah. Turn to Isaiah, if you would, Sue, please. Isaiah 6, 5 and 7. Mm-hmm. 6 and 7, I should say. Praise you, Jesus. One of the seraphim, verse 6, flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. You know the angel could even pick this heated thing up? You notice that? Well, this is the same thing as the baptism in the Holy Ghost with fire. Okay? So we need the fire on our tongues. We need the fire on our mouths. So he says, one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged. See, we need the sin of doubt purged from us. We need the sin of doubt purged. Everybody here, and the longer we're Christians, we just seem to think, well, it'll be all right. God wants you to walk in authority from the time you accept Jesus Christ until the time you say, hi, Jesus, and you know you've made it home. It's all building faith up. It's all identification. It's all this burning out of the flesh. Everybody here has a certain amount of anger, bitterness, unforgiveness. Everybody here has a certain way of constantly looking back, running the old film. Jesus said, put your hand to the plow, don't look back, or you're not even worthy. I said Friday, Lot's wife looked back, and what happened? She turned into a pillar of salt. You see, if you look back, saints, if you let anybody get you to look back beyond your salvation, I'm telling you, you'll become that. You will become it. If you are into all kinds of junk before you got saved, and someone's trying to get you to go through deliverance, to get you to look back in that, to get you delivered, getting delivered is going forward in Christ. Getting delivered is building up your most holy faith and identification with Jesus Christ. Getting delivered is having the Holy Ghost burn that sin out of your life. You see, if he burns it out, no one can get you to look back, because it's not in your remembrance no more. It's not in God's remembrance. I don't know why it's in our remembrance. You know why? We haven't renewed our mind. You got to renew your mind. Hallelujah. See, you want that hot fire. Everybody's tongue here in this place says things that don't represent Christ at some time. All of us do. Well, I don't. Well, maybe you're an angel. I don't know. Everybody does. You know why? We got to recognize the flesh. There's works of the flesh. And we need it burnt out. And everybody's going around today and saying, well, how come we can't see no miracles? Because we doubt. We got the sin of doubt. I can take you back into people, the Kuhlmans and all that, and I can get you to, and I can show you how the Holy Ghost burnt out of them doubt. And that's how they were able to pick cancer off your face, off their faces. We doubt, saints. Everybody say, I'm not receiving that. You can say that till hell freezes over, but if you can't get someone out of a wheelchair, you're in doubt. You got the sin of doubt, period. And you got to get it burnt out, because you're trying to do it the fleshly way instead of through building up your faith and identification with the power of God that's in you. All of us. It's not just the body of Christ. It's pastors, evangelists, prophets, all of us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Acts 2:3, if you would, please. Acts 2:3. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each. Why is this fire being talked about? Tongues of fire, the burning of the Holy Ghost. Talking in purity. Tongues is pure, saints. Tongues is pure. It's been fired by God. It don't come from the flesh. It may come through the flesh, but it's pure. It's pure. It's in the fire. It's pure. So when you speak to God, the devil can't touch purity. So you're talking right directly to God. The interpretation is pure. Hallelujah. This wonderful burning, this baptism in the Holy Ghost, we all accept that with the evidence of speaking in tongues, but we have trouble with the fire. You know why? It burns the flesh out. It burns doubt out. All of us in certain areas have the sin of doubt. And if you ever want to go on with God, you've got to say, oh, Spirit of God, oh, Jesus, help burn this out of me. Or you're comfortable where you are in life and what you're doing for God or where you're working and so on and so forth, and you seem to be happy at peace, that's fine. But if you're the ones walking around saying, I want to see miracles, I want to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I want this, then you've got to have him burn that stuff out of you and out of me. And with some people, it may take 6 years, 2 years, 6 months, I don't know. But there's a constant fear, a constant burning in me that's gotten rid of the booze and the drugs and the hate and the death wish and the MS. What do you think I'd all got out of? I doubted God down the highway. Although when I was 12 years old, you often found me in the Catholic Church by myself praying. At 15 years old, praying. Why? See, I was really looking for Jesus, and no one told me about him. But even back then, not saved, God was drawing me and saying, here's your answer, Ellery. But no one in the Catholic at that time, and that's not putting them down, told me about Jesus. The only time I ever saw him was the Station of the Cross. He was and all the suffering and everything else. I didn't know what that meant. But I constantly would find myself praying. I would go to cluster orders. That means there's a people, nuns, who after 18 years old, they can't come out. And if you want to talk to them, you push a button, the barrel would come around. You couldn't see their face, but you could hear their voice. And I would sit in the sanctuary where they would practice choir. And I couldn't see them, but there was a big old curtain. You couldn't see, but you could hear the voice. I swear to God, I was in heaven. They were singing, and I was just praying up a storm. And you know what I'd do? After I left there about an hour later, I said, this is a bunch of junk. This stuff don't work. Well, I wasn't saved to begin with, but I had that sin of doubt. If it doesn't work for us right away, we don't want to put a lot of time into it. And we start saying, that don't work. Oh, he ain't got it. She ain't got it. It's sin, saints. Doubt is sin. So we got a bunch of sinners. You got a sinner speaking, and you got a bunch of sinners sitting in the pew. But it's not a sin that's going to take you to hell. But it's going to deprive you of those things you're identifying with. If you identify with the gifts, if you identify with the blood, it's going to deprive you of even realizing and believing that you're truly washed in the blood and forgiven. That you truly have the mind of Jesus Christ operating in you. It's available to you. And when he says sons and daughters, kings and priests, that's exactly what we are. The bride. You know what the trouble is? The bride is out of whack, out of touch with God. In natural, when you have a good, solid marriage, you got two that are agreeing. That's the reason why marriages last. Either one breaks off and gets into all kinds of junk and everything else, and the other one wants a good marriage, and the other one runs. So, but the bride is not completely in agreement with Jesus. So when you have a marriage in the natural, when you have a one-on-one, you agree, you become one, the marriage you can go for 80 years. I don't know if I want to hang around 80 years, but nevertheless, that's what you can do. It can go, okay. So when you look at the body of Christ, you find the bride not in agreement with Jesus. In a lot of areas. That's why we have all these different denominations, you see. That's why a lot of people won't come to this church. You know why? They're afraid God's going to read the mail. And I didn't come to hear all that. I come to hear some music. I want some steam coming out of the floor. Why? Do you want your suit pressed? It's not the loudness. It's not the steam. It's not the lights. It's his presence, his Shekinah glory. And if I got to have all this to take it. See, when I used to get drunk, man, I used to sit beside guys on a bar stool and scream at them loud. Boom, 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 boom. And I was sitting right next to him. Half the stuff he said I couldn't hear. And I'd say, whatever. See, we require pastors and churches that have certain things. I ain't going over there. There ain't no exciting music. The only thing that's exciting is the manifestation of Jesus. And so don't you think it grieves the Holy Spirit when we got to, it's okay if they have, but we got to have all this. Dim the lights. Make it dark in here. Well, go to hell. You'll find it plenty dark. Are we trying to reproduce heaven or are we trying to reproduce hell? All that is doubt. You know why? We want this to satisfy us. And God's not against praise and worship. I tell you what, saints. The bride is out of whack with Jesus. It really is in a lot of areas. This group over here says, well, I don't believe in what they do over there. Well, I don't believe in tongues over here. Well, miracles? Well, no, I don't think that happens today. So I'm going to go over there where they don't talk about it. It's just like the upper room. When the tongues of fire came down, there was a whole bunch of them up there, and only 120 hung in there. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know something? You'll have trouble even receiving God's love, because it takes the fire to burn out to receive the manifestation of God's love that you're identifying in Christ Jesus. Because if you're full of hate and bitterness and anger, the flesh is, it plugs up the pipe. I wrote down here something. I'll have you go there, Sue. Solomon, songs, what was it, song, 6, 8 and 6? Or is it 8? I'm sorry, 8, verse 6, chapter 8, verse 6. What's that say? Yeah, Song of Solomon. Set me as a seal upon you, your heart, as a seal upon your arm. Now, we can take this in marriage, but we are in a marriage with Jesus Christ, right? For love is as strong as death, jealousy as cruel as the grave. Its flames are flames of fire, a most vehement flame. Talking about to get us into agreement, to get us to become one, to get us to walk in the love of God, because the flesh has all kinds of things going on. But this fire of God, you see what it says there, saints? The flame. Flames of fire. You ever heard people say after 10 years, 5 years, I don't think God loves me? Burn that doubt out, Jesus. Burn that doubt out so I can really receive the love of Jesus Christ, so I can understand it, so we can become one, so I can become an agreement, so I can get rid of doubt, so I can be a part of the body of Christ, that you're coming after a bride that says, you love me, Jesus. I'm here waiting for you. I'm in agreement with you, Jesus. And it takes the fire to burn that out. That's why people today, time and time and time again, I've heard people say, I don't feel God's love. Well, now you have the key. You got to have the Holy Ghost or Jesus burn that out, because he does love you. And guess what? That identification, that love that's in you in Christ Jesus, you got to burn out your thinking to receive his love. And everything that God does operates through love. So if you're walking around saying, I don't think God loves me, and you want to operate in the gifts, you ain't going to do it, saints. I'm telling you the truth. It ain't going to happen. The love is here, but the bitterness and the anger and the unforgiveness and the works of the flesh are here. You'll never experience God's love unless you get all, you got to get in oneness with Jesus. He said, my bride is not in agreement with me. Although he calls himself the head, right? Are we checking in with the head before we do things? No, we check in with his head. It's not a bad thing, saints, but this is the nature. This is our nature. And we got to overcome it. We got to have the fire burn the things out. And you know something? Let God put you in a mess. He's not a messy God, but he puts you in situations. Why? To get rid of this stuff. We think God don't like us. We think God don't love us. Man, I'm interceding all the time, and this ain't going on. That ain't going on, God, and I don't know. I'm all beat up. See, when I got free from booze and drugs, I never denied the love of God. I denied that I didn't have a lot of God in me, but that I did have. Because if I didn't receive, identify with the love in me, I would never be set free from the things I was set free. Because that's what does it, God's love. Amen? So if you want to walk in the gifts, if you want to flow in the Holy Ghost, saints, I'm telling you, it all operates by God's love. And if you can build your faith up and you can't identify with God's love because you got all this stuff, well, I went through a divorce, he did this, she done that, and this is happening to me, and so on and so forth. That has nothing to do with the identification with Christ. That has to do with identification of your flesh. Complaining, whining. How come I'm discouraged? Because you're agreeing with discouragement. You're saying it. There's a hope in you. There's a love in you. There's a grace in you. There's a power of the Holy Spirit in you. Discouragement means you're part of the body, but you're in disagreement with the head, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Set me a seal on your heart. Oh, hallelujah. How's he going to do that, saints, if you don't give him your heart? If you don't give him your tongue? One more place. Hebrews 1:7. Hallelujah. And of the angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire? Ain't that nice to hear? Oh, we're a flame of fire. Oh, I'm a minister. I'm a flame of fire. We don't even let the fire burn. If you're a minister, you're part of the body, you're a son, you're a daughter, you're a finger, you're a hand, you're the breath, you got to let the flame burn. And I don't know any other way of doing it by saying, Jesus, burn that out of me. You know why? The flesh don't want to let it go. Some people just love being in junkyards. You know why? When you look around, everybody's in junk. So I'm comfortable. I'm not the only one. Everybody's in junk. But you see, if you let yourself be in the body, if you let yourself, God supply all your needs, you won't be in a junkyard. You'll be in a blessed yard. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, if you want this, saints, I don't think anybody, oh, Lord, send a cold to me. Send the fire of the Holy Ghost. Baptize me. See, we all like the baptism in the Spirit. But it says, and fire. You know why? God says, I made you priests and kings, but you can't walk in it unless the fire burns some things out. There's a live fire, saints. And when you speak in tongues, you are speaking the fire, the purity of God. It can't get no cleaner. It's God's language. And you build up your faith, you're building up a pure, holy faith. And when you identify with Jesus Christ, you see, you're identifying with the holy purity of God in Christ Jesus. And so where's the answer? One of them is, say, I have an anointing. And the anointing is going to teach me all things. He's going to teach you how to get the fire in you, how to cooperate with the fire. How to start reducing and him increasing. I'm telling you, I went kicking and biting. If I could just find some concrete, I would have stood in it and let my feet harden in that spot. I didn't want to go where God wanted me to go. You know what I said a long time ago? God, I'll go anywhere and do anything you ask me to do. Boy, I wish I could have said, Ollie, Ollie, I'm free! Because this journey, me and my wife had seen the film before we started the journey. Oh, look at that piece of that film. They're throwing rocks at us. What's that screwy-looking guy standing over there? That's the devil. If God shows you it all, you mean I got to suffer a little bit? No, a lot. You know why? When it burns out, he said, take up your cross and follow me. Uh-oh. I didn't see that in the film. You didn't tell me that, Lord. Well, yeah, I told you. You didn't open the book. You got to read the book. This is the manual. That's the trippy. Oh, I stagger all over the place sometimes. Praise God. Say, I'm the new wine. Praise God. That's a wonderful drink, saints. You know, when you drink real wine, you get up with headaches and all kinds of different things. But when you drink this wine, hallelujah. God gets you so drunk on the new wine, then he has his way. You're saying, oh, this feel good, God. Go over there and tell her. Give her a word of knowledge. Okay. You know how people are when they're drunk? They do different things they wouldn't do when they're sober. But in the new wine, see, God gets you drunk, gets you all anointed, tell you to do things, and you say, oh, okay, Lord. Oh, this feels good. I don't care what they think now. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to... Good night. Anybody who needs prayer, come up here. We'll see if we can't impart the new wine. Hallelujah. Come up here in Jesus' name. And on the way up, say, Jesus, burn doubt out of me. I want to believe in you, Jesus. I want to believe in your suffering. I want to believe in your death. I want to believe in your resurrection. I want to believe in the power of your Holy Spirit. And I'm struggling. And I'm your bride. And I want to agree with you, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Mighty God, mighty God. Hallelujah. Which knee hurts, Jim?
This left one.
Left one?
Yes, sir.
Well, I got a right one with the plastic. You can't use that, though. I can... Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Raise your hands, Jim. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, we call for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Burn out doubt, Lord. Let him receive your love, Lord. We identify with your love. We identify with your healing. We are right down into that left knee right now, all through that bone. All yes, Lord, put new cartilages in there because you're a God who creates miracles, creative miracles right now. We're believing you, Lord Jesus, for new cartilage, a new kneecap, Lord Jesus Christ. I'm speaking it, Lord, and I'm asking the fire, the burnout of Jim and the burnout of me, that we can touch, Lord, with you, Lord Jesus Christ, and we can see the anointing, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the gift of healing going all through this knee right now. As I prophesy and speak it according to your word and in your name, Lord Jesus Christ, this knee must obey. This knee must obey. And now I touch him right now, Lord Jesus. I touch him in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, all through his knee, all through his knee. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, a fresh anointing, a fresh anointing. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. This is really strange. I can see you on an island, and you're waving goodbye. And when you look back, the other island you're waving goodbye to is full of junk. All the trees are burnt up. It's all like it's has been in a fire. It's all singed. But when you take a look at what God's put you on the island, He's put you that's floating away into His presence. There's everything you need right there, because the presence, the island, is Jesus. You are in Christ. So I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus, that this daughter of yours, Lord, is going to receive not junk, but the beauty of you, Jesus, the blessings of you, Lord Jesus Christ, which is grace and mercy and financial blessings, all her need, Lord, and all her husband's needs, Lord, and the family's needs right now, Lord. I thank you for that impartation into her life, Lord, in the holy, blessed name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Burn out all doubt. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Let him receive what he came to get, Lord. The fire of the Holy Ghost burning out doubt, and let him receive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in the blessed holy name of Jesus, I touch my sister. Hallelujah. I can see a miracle with God right before me right now, because there's a little stream of light coming out of the throne room, coming from that place in Christ in you, and it's just widened. It's gotten bigger. The water is really rushing. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. God says, my daughter, look for a rushing, a move of my Spirit. Look for that latter rain, because it belongs to you, and you are part of it. So God says, I declare to you today, in the name, in the name, in the name, and that you will awaken to all these things, that rushing water that's grown and gotten bigger, the Spirit of God in you. And in the name of Jesus, I prophesy and speak it into her life, Lord, that tonight, right now, Lord, tonight, even now, but even more so tonight, that it'll become real to her. It'll become real what you're saying, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see a Piper Cub, one of those little planes that you fly around. I see them out in Peyton. But God says, my son, you're going on a bigger plane. You're going on a bigger plane. For the distance for a Piper Cub cannot go very far. But the plane that I prepared for you is going to get you to go further and deeper into me like you've never gone before. Yes, it'll be all provided for you. Everything you need will be in you in Christ Jesus. And you'll call it forth, and I shall respond, saith the Lord. I shall respond to your faith, because you have now positioned yourself by my Spirit in a place where you can receive. Yes, there has been great mind battles, and yes, there has great tossing and turning, like sometimes you're in bed and can't sleep. But yes. God says, my son, rest will come. Peace will come. You have come through it. I have empowered you, and you shall ride upon that plane. It shall be a provision for you, for you have been called, and your heart has been opened to me, and you shall open up the door to many people, because the door that I have opened, no man will close. And the door that I have opened for you, my son, it all belongs to you. Come on through and get on the right plane, the plane that has it all in me in Christ Jesus, and you shall fly into places, and you shall operate in my Spirit in the supernatural. Natural realm. Yes, and you'll be obedient, and your flesh will give in, because the Spirit has more of you now than your flesh has of you. So, Father God, right now I proclaim and prophesy this into my brother's life, Lord, and call it forth, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. The very anointing and presence of the Spirit of God upon him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I call forth healing, Lord. I ask the fire of God to burn out all doubt, Lord. Yes. Burn out all doubt. Yes, burn Lord. Fire, 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 fire in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Fire, fire. All doubt burnt out. Fire, 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 fire. God's on your side. Fire. Grace is on your side. Power is on your side. Angels are around about you. The lying spirit will be stopped and broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name. Fire. All doubt. Burn it out. Fire. 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 In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Fire. 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 In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see a boat. It's blue, and there's these big white sails on it. God is going to put you sailing not in a, on a lake or an ocean, but you're going to just glide and do a lot of sailing in the spirit realm. He's going to try to get you to come out of your body at times. He's going to try to show you things that you've fought, but now you're open to this sail. The sails are up. The breeze or the wind or the breath of God is blowing this into places of God, and the world is trying to take you back, but God says, no, you're being blown into the deeper things of God, the breath of God. The very breath of God is blowing the wind. The wind is blowing you. So the boat and the sail represents that now you're on God's boat, and now you're willing to sail with God. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch my brother right now in the blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I can see a great big door, and there's blood dripping down the door. There's blood dripping down the door. God wants to remind you of the blood that dripped from the cross, the blood that ran from the cross. Because just as the blood is on the door, there's protection. There's protection. The devil cannot come through that door. No sickness and disease can come through that door. But you have entered a place in me where there's great protection. He reminds me of the blood of the cross. He reminds me of the blood over the door. He reminds me that you are in great protection. You can open your mouth and you can bring forth salvation through Jesus Christ to people, and they will not resist it. The wisdom of God is going to flow out of you. So God says, I want you to be reminded. Keep telling yourself, keep identifying with the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord, and I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. She's a woman who has not complained, Lord, yet she has been in much pain at times and much suffering, Lord. But we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that you haven't forgotten Rose. You haven't forgotten the healing a covenant that you have with her. And we're expecting it, Lord. And we're calling it. We're persevering. We're pressing in, Lord. And we're asking, Lord, for the fire of the Holy Ghost to burn out that doubt that's in our lives, Lord. That Rose may receive the benefits of the cross, Lord Jesus. Particularly the resurrection. A new life. A new body healed by you, Lord Jesus Christ. All through her hips, I speak it. All through her arms and wrists, Lord, and shoulders, Lord. All through her body, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, I call now and prophesy. Prophesy the name of Jesus, the healing power of Jesus into her body in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, it hasn't passed you by. No, it hasn't passed you by. You are standing in the flame as Moses stood before the burning bush. You are standing by the fire, and the fire is working its way closer and closer into your spirit and into your body. There is going to be a fire. You may not feel it, but at times you may feel it. You may feel real hot going all over you. The fire is working in you because God says your journey hasn't stopped. Your calling has not quit because I'm reviving you. The fire is also reviving you and burning out doubt in your life that you are a man of God, called of God, and you are appreciated by God because your heart is for God. So God says, my son, take these things and believe it and identify with it, because all those things that are in me, in you, in Christ Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus, for what he's identifying with and how you will manifest it for your glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Continually speak a journey in the realm of me, saith the Lord. The both of you, a journey in my realm. Yes, you have struggled with this and struggled with that. And yes, there has been great times of thirst and there has been great times of sweating in the desert. But God says, my son and my daughter, you'll come out of those places because the date has been set in my heart to release the Holy Ghost in your life, to bring you completely out into the other realm where you'll recognize me, that your eyes will be open to my realm. Your eyes will be open to my realm and you shall follow me no matter how strange it looks, because I have built into you obedience, the both of you, and you will be obedient when the season comes, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the blessed name of Jesus, Lord, I touch her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, oh, hallelujah. Praise you, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. God says, my daughter, you have stored up a lot of things about me. And I'm slowly increasing. The storing up place was small, but I'm moving the stakes. There's going to be much more stored up in my spirit, in your spirit, than ever before. And God says, I'm going to open doors that you may release what's stored up in you, that you'll be convinced by faith, and you'll be convinced by my spirit, not by your mind, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, that God is with you, and God is supplying all your needs so that you can supply other people's needs. And many will come to you, and many will question you. And don't worry about what you're going to say, because I'll place in you what you need to say to that individual, saith the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch you right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter, continue looking to me. Continue looking to me, because I'm about to move on your behalf. I'm about to bring something forward. Everybody has seasons. Everybody has journeys. But you will finish the race victorious. Because I am opening doors where you'll be victorious. And you won't be ashamed about how you live and where you live. But you'll be awakened by my spirit. And the presence of God will be upon you. And you'll look into some areas. And what you see is where I'm taking you. If you see yourself in a new home, that's where I'm taking you. If you see yourself financially blessed, that's where I'm taking you. So God says, I'm building into you the eyes that you may see what I see for you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I can see you on a highway, and I can see a chain across it. And because God wants to, he's been teaching you on this highway that he's placed there, but he's put a blockage up there. And God says, from this day forward, the chain is being unlocked, and you're going to be able to come deeper, deeper down the highway. Deeper, deeper. You'll see no stop signs. You'll see no lights. You'll see nothing stopping you. And your eyes will be open, because I'll be beckoning you to keep on coming, keep on coming. And as far as you can go and stand the pressure, the spiritual pressure, and I'll never give you more than you can handle, you shall receive. You shall receive that which you see. When you arrive at those different places in my scripture and in my word, you'll receive it, son. You shall receive it, God says. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for the release and the anointing, Lord. And the fire of the Holy Ghost burn every bit of doubt out of him in Jesus' name. And the healing power all through his mind and all through his emotions, Lord. Let your grace, Lord Jesus, rest upon him as doubt is burned out by the fire of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I touch my sister, Lord. Hallelujah. There has been a journey of great pains. There has been great concern about your family. There has been great concern about the body of Christ and other people that you've been able to see things into their lives but not been able to say anything. Because God says, I have called you, and many times you respond to me and you are interceding for people. And God says, the more you intercede, the more anointing is going to come upon you and the more you're going to break through people. Some people cannot untie themselves. People cannot break out of chains and locks. But God says, my daughter, you will do it from a distance and you'll do it up close. You will break the locks and you'll break the chains, because God says today, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. He's anointed you to preach the gospel, to open the blind eyes, and set the oppressed and the captives free, and preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That's your calling. That's who you are. And so keep going. Your mind sometimes gets discouraged and you sometimes almost get into oppression, but God says it'll never take you in there, because I'm with you and I'll always wash it out. I'll allow you to come in so you may experience what they're experiencing, but then you'll go into prayer, it'll be lifted from you, and you'll set the captives free, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's talking about a new journey, the one he put forward a long, long time ago. It started at the cross. You've stepped into the cross. You've stepped into my life. You've called upon my spirit, and my spirit is in you, and he's taking you on a new journey. There has been a lot of educational thoughts in your mind, but God says, my son, the journey I'm bringing you in is smoothed out by my spirit and by my word. And God says, right now, I'm going to burn in you. I'm going to burn doubt out of you, and that you lean completely to my word, not to your own understanding, to my word. So you have looked to yourself by many things, realizing and thinking that it's God, that it's God I'm looking to. No, God says there's a certain identification that he wants you to find in you, in Christ Jesus. And when you find that, you'll get the manifestation of it, and you'll get the release from this world into another world called my world, saith the Lord, and it'll bring financial blessings. It will bring peace and joy and direction, and you'll have some purpose. God says you are upset because there doesn't seem to be a purpose, but God says you're going to have a purpose in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, King. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for today. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the fire of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that we can stand before you, Lord, and realize that us human beings, we have doubt in our lives. But your fire will burn it out, Lord. Your fire will burn it out, Lord Jesus. We honor you and praise you today and exalt and lift you up. You are our Lord, our King, and you are our strength and our breath, and you are our knowledge and our wisdom and our salvation, Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot do anything without your strength. I'm part of the bride, Lord, and I want to be in agreement with the head, Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you and we praise you that it's a journey we're on, and we're being schooled by the Holy Spirit to bring glory and honor to you and to walk in your realm, Lord, here on this earth as you did when you said what the Father said and you done what you saw the Father do. We want to have that visionary type thing, Lord, and we want to see the captives set free. We want to see souls come out of darkness, Lord. We want to see prostitutes or whoever they be, drunks, Lord, and rich people, poor people come through these doors only because your love has filled this place and it's dripping from the pews and dripping from the walls, Lord. And we thank you. It takes the flame to burn that out, Lord Jesus. We want your love, Lord Jesus. We want your strength and we want your presence in this place. And so we ask the Holy Spirit to help us in Jesus' name to get rid of ourselves and to have that fire burning in us, because you have called us, Lord, to walk in the fire, Lord. Ministers of fire. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. We know the season's coming. We know the latter rain is coming. And we know we're going to be taking part of it, Lord. And we're not looking way down the road, Lord. We're looking just a short distance, Lord, when you move upon the body of Christ. So we give you praise and honor and glory that we'll do right by your spirit, represent you when it comes, Lord, and not ourselves. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen.